get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Golf is the language spoken here every Sunday on Tee to Green, the golf show. Greetings from the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, the home of Tee to Green. Jay Ritchie, along with Jerry Butenoff, thanks for listening. On tap on the show today, a former U.S. Women's Open champion. She will captain the European squad in next year's Solheim Cup competition that'll take place right here in Colorado. Lieselot Neumann will be here. She'll talk about her career, the Solheim Cup, and the Women's Open. Speaking of the Women's U.S. Open, it was moving day yesterday, round three at Black Wolf Run in Kohler, Wisconsin. Trouble was, everybody was moving down the leaderboard, and Naeon Choi was moving up.
I started two birdie, first hole, second hole, so I had, you know, good vibes from there. So I have confidence until last hole. I think I had good patience, so that's why I had good round today.
Naeon Choi, after her 65 yesterday, she's got a six-shot lead, and the 2012 U.S. Open is Choi's to win or lose today in the final round. First up on Tee to Green in our lineup today, Chuck Evans of Medicus Golf will be here. He's one of the Medicus Golf instructors, and he'll talk about the new DVD entitled Five Simple Keys to Consistency and how it can help you and how you can get a copy. Chuck Evans of Medicus Golf on the show as well today. We've got golf tips from Mark Keble, the assistant, the head pro here at the Broadmoor. That and more coming up on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
We invite you to check us out at teetogreenradio.com. That's our website. Well, there you can click on Facebook as well and tell us you like us. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff, teeing it up with Chuck Evans as we continue. We're live on American Forces Radio, across the Sirius XM satellite radio dial, and coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hey, listen up, video gamers. It's Steve Masters with God Game, powered by GameStop.
Peter, what are you doing here?
Did you see the amazing Spider-Man movie yet?
So, what exactly is rotten in the state of Oscorp?
I think they're continuing Dr. Connor's work.
The video game brings Spidey back to New York City. And yes, you'll have to rescue a girl. And with the new web rush, you can move to far locations in an instant.
Maybe you can web swing across.
Amazing Spider-Man video game. It's good.
It smells like...
The Walking Dead download is a zombie game, but this one is more story-driven.
Hey there, you friendly? Truck's run out of gas.
At first, you might get confused at the controls, but stick with it. The Walking Dead, downloaded on Xbox Live or PlayStation Network. It's great. I'm Steve Masters for Got Game, powered by GameStop. Find all the hottest video games for every system, power to the players.
Did you know that you can buy a pre-owned iPod, iPhone, or iPad at GameStop for less than the price of a new one? Get an iPod Nano for as low as $54.99, an iPod Touch for as low as $179.99, and an iPhone 4 for as low as $299.99. For more details on available models and generations, head to your local GameStop store or check out GameStop.com. The days of dropping a whole paycheck on a single device are finally over, thanks to GameStop. GameStop is not affiliated with or endorsed by Apple.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. Then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free Maintains and Repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free Maintains and Repairs. Healthy joints, move free.
Stop paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs. You can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts. Now you can get the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more for up to 90% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get the same brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call Canada Drug Center today and get up to 90% off all the most popular brand name prescription drugs. You can't afford not to call us if you want prescription drugs at the lowest prices. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian pharmacy. It's the same pills at up to 90% off. Call now. 800-950-3265. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Write this number down if lines are busy. 800-950-3265. That's 800-950-3265. Again, 800-950-3265.
You found it. It's the show by golfers for golfers. Tee to Green. This portion of Tee to Green brought to you by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912, caring for you and your family for the last 100 years and preparing for the next 100. Swan Law Funeral Directors, 501 North Cascade here in Colorado Springs. Check them out online, www.swan-law.com. Jay Ritchie alongside Jerry Butenhoff from the Broadmoor Resort here in Colorado Springs, where a year ago, Jerry, the best female golfers in the world were not playing much golf. We were dodging rain and thunderstorms most of the week of the U.S. Open. It's hot this year in Black Wolf Run, where they're playing this year's tournament out there in Kohler, Wisconsin.
And right now, this could change, but it doesn't look like there's going to be a playoff this year.
Now,
but we'll see.
Six shot.
We'll see.
Jerry's going to take us to Kohler later in the hour to check in on that gag fest, also known as the U.S. Women's Open. Oh, my gosh, that was tough to watch yesterday.
I think the last eight women on the course were 30 over combined or something yesterday.
The last four groups?
Yeah, something. That's
it, brutal. It just got ugly. Na-Yeon Choi emerged from the pack with a six-shot lead heading into the final round today. Maybe they should have listened to our next guest and picked up a few tips before the U.S. Open from Medicus Golf. We're going to visit with Chuck Evans. Chuck is a Medicus Golf instructor. Medicus has come out with a new DVD, Five Simple Keys to Consistency, now available. Five keys to pure and consistent ball striking, something we all could use. Chuck, welcome to Tee to Green. How you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time to talk with us a little bit. I think most people who are golfers or who have played golf for any time have heard about Medicus Golf, but and they know the Medicus Golf training clubs, but they may not be too familiar with just exactly what Medicus Golf is. So what exactly is Medicus Golf?
Well, you know, Medicus started out as a training aid. Mm-hmm. And in the last 7 years, we have morphed into not only training aids, but golf academies worldwide, teaching education for teaching professionals and players. And then the DVD we're bringing out, the Medicus Pure Strike Five Keys to Consistency, is a result of 20 years of research. And thank goodness for all the technology we have today that we didn't have 20 years ago, because it has redefined and verified these five keys that we're talking about on the DVD.
So is this your first, Medicus' first DVD?
It's the first instructional DVD. Obviously, we have product DVDs that go hand-in-hand with all of our training products. But, and then our golf schools, I mean, our instructors are all in the golf business. They've all been great players. They have all taught, hundreds of thousands of lessons. And like I said, 7 years ago, we decided that we wanted to be an all-encompassing company, and thus the Medicus Golf Academies were brought to light. And up until now, it's been a little known secret as we've been honing and redefining things.
Yeah, how many golf academies does Medicus have right now?
We have been in about 15 cities in the U.S. and five countries overseas.
Okay. And the DVD, you've had other types of DVDs, but this is the first instructional. What made you guys decide to go in this direction?
Well, we saw how the marketplace is going as far as players. Players were struggling, and they just weren't getting the information that they needed. So, you know, it was a culmination of 20-plus years of research, and as we looked through all the great players throughout the last 100 years, we found five of what we call commonalities that the average player has probably heard of each one of them, but they've never known how to put them into play and into practice. So, you know, the very first thing that we have is we talk about a steady hand. Now, steady doesn't mean that it's locked, not moving at all, because data shows that the best players in the world move their head 1 inch to the right in the backswing. Well, that means a lot of them aren't moving it at all. And you never see tour-quality players work on moving their head. But that's a big problem for the amateur golf. So we started with the steady head, and then as we looked through all the pictures and everything, we found that they also had their weight forward. If you're a right-handed player, that means weight and pressure going left at impact. And again, all of the high-tech stuff out there will tell us, the 3D motion analysis and force and pressure plates tell us that on average, the best players in the world have anywhere from 80 to 95% of their pressure weight forward at impact. The average golfer has 55%. They kind of like to fire and hang back, you know, try to help the ball in the air.
I think I got about 20% myself.
Well, you may want to start with more forward.
Good idea. Yeah, that's one of my big problems.
Yeah, and the DVD goes into these five keys, and I'll tell you the other three real quick. One is called a flat lead wrist, so right-hand player, that would mean flat left wrist, which helps in your club face control. The fourth thing is what we call a sweet spot path. You know, golfers try to swing along the target line. Unfortunately, we don't play golf on a vertical or a horizontal plane. So that means the club is always working to the inside, back to the ball, then back to the inside again. And then finally, you have club face control, which is a thing that you see even with the best players in the world sometimes struggle with their club face control. And a perfect example of that was Mr. Furyk on the 16th hole at the U.S. Open. Normally a really steady ball striker, and all of a sudden he gets that big, nasty snap hook. You know, well, his path and his club face relative to his path were so far off that it took him right out of the tournament. So, you know, even the best players in the world struggle with controlling the club face.
Amen to that. The DVD is called Five Keys, Five Simple Keys to Consistency, now available, as we said, on DVD from Medicus Golf and Pure Strike. You talked about the flat left wrist, Chuck. Uh-huh. Now, where is it flat all the way through, or should it be flat at a certain point in the swing, the takeaway, the follow-through, what?
Well, you know, there's a lot of ways to do it, but from the time the club is meeting the golf ball until the golf ball is gone, it has to be flat because that gives you, in our terminology, a lever that extends from your left shoulder all the way to the club head. If you allow the club head to go past your hands, which is what the amateur golfer does because they think they have to help it in the air, it not only bends the path of the stroke, but it also cuts the power source of just about in half because now the lever only extends from your hands to the club head. And, you know, we have numerous drills for that. And there are, like I said, there are five simple key instructors all over the country. Unfortunately, we don't have any in Colorado just yet, but we will have this year. So they will be available, and you can go to find out where these instructors are, you know, by visiting the Medicus website as well. So,
Chuck, I think a lot of the part that kind of intrigues me is the diagonal sweet spot path. I think a lot of, you know, weekend golfers, that's where they have trouble. It's what I see is that they're not on the same swing path all the time. How do we correct that?
Well, you have to remember, again, because we stand to the side of the golf ball, that means that if you can imagine a vertical and a horizontal plane, horizontal would be the ground, vertical would be something sticking straight up from it like a wall. Well, that incline plane that the club swings on is right between those two, and it varies. Let's say it might be 45 degrees for a driver. It might be 50 degrees for a pitching wedge. But we make a device called a Vision Track Pro that you actually lay down. It has a line on it for the diagonal sweet spot. You put balls on it, And all you have to do is trace your club head back and down the diagonal sweet spot, and you'll soon be swinging right on that sweet spot plane.
Chuck, I know that each one of these five is important, but which one do you see maybe abused the most, or the one that people don't do correctly the most?
Well, I think the number one issue with most golfers is they do not have a flat left wrist. And if you don't have a flat left wrist, that in turn changes your diagonal sweet spot, which in turn affects your club face control. So of the five, that one affects the most pieces. So, but it's also hard to have a flat left wrist if your weight's on your back foot.
Yeah.
So they all build and go hand in hand.
Sounds like you're describing my swing there.
A little bit of domino effect, obviously, here, yes.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, exactly.
And Chuck says there are no flippers on the PGA Tour. Think about that for a minute, too. Chuck, you got time to stick around with us for a couple minutes into the next segment?
I do.
Okay, that'd be great. We're talking to Chuck Evans. He's a Medicus golf instructor, and we're talking about the new DVD, Five Keys to Pure and Consistent Ball Striking, Five Simple Keys to Consistency, now available on DVD. We'll find out from Chuck how you can get a copy of the DVD, where you can get a copy of the DVD, what it's going to cost you as well. As we continue, we're live at the Broadmoor Resort. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff on the internet at sportsbyline.com and at teetogreenradio.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans falling behind on your mortgage payment? Have you been turned down for a refinance or loan modification? Are you and your family facing foreclosure? Well, if your monthly house payment is $1,000 or more, we'd like to speak to you. Contact Home Attorney Network today to find out how they may be able to help. Call 888-831-7489. If you're a victim of predatory lending, or if your bank is giving you the runaround, if you're struggling to make your home mortgage payment, or if your family's home is at risk, we want to hear from you. Call 888-831-7489. Find out how an experienced attorney may be able to help. The banks have thousands of attorneys working for them. You don't have to face them alone. Call 888-831-7489. This announcement may be considered attorney advertising. Services may not be available in your state, and past results do not guarantee future performance. If your house payment is $1,000 or more, Home Attorney Network may be able to help. Call them right now, toll free. Call 888-831-7489. That's 888-831-7489.
Jeff Miancini here, pro fisherman and inventor of Mighty Bite, the revolutionary 5-cent fishing system. Tired of not catching fish? Make magic memories this summer with your friends, family, and kids. Fishermen around the world are raving about Mighty Bite. What makes it so good? It looks so realistic. It's got a bite mark to give it wounded action. It has interchangeable swim fins, powerful scent sticks, a custom weighting system, and rattle chamber. No other lure has these features. If you fish, if you know someone that fishes, order Mighty Bite now and make this the best fishing season of your life. Use it for 90 days. If you don't catch more or bigger fish than ever before, return it for a full product refund. Call now and get the 100-piece kit for only $19.95 through this exclusive radio offer. Order Mighty Bite now.
Call 1-800-289-0979 or visit GetMBRadioLure1.com. That's 1-800-289-0979 or GetMBRadioLure1.com.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
There was only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm the head golf professional at the Broadmoor, Mark Kelbel, and today I want to talk to you about some misconceptions of the full swing. The first being that the head stays still. The head does not stay still in a full swing. Sometimes it moves back, but it certainly moves up and forward on the follow-through. If you do keep your head still, it's hard to get a full turn, and it's hard to follow through properly. The head will move. Secondly, the head is not the center of the golf swing. Normally, that is your chest area or buttons, as we do on the range. We watch buttons. Remember where that stake is driven through the middle of your back into the ground. There's two fulcrums on a swing, your right knee and your left knee, and you basically turn around the middle of your body. Third is that your left arm has to stay straight. It indeed does not. You can bend that a little bit. It's more important to get the arm bent in a little bigger turn than it is to keep it straight.
For more on hitting the ball better off the tee or off the fairway, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional.
It's destination listening for dedicated golfers. Tee to Green, presented in part by At Your Service for all your repair and remodeling needs. It's At Your Service. There's no job too big or too small. Call Daryl at 719-216-2717 or send him an email at yourservice@hotmail.com. At Your Service, more than a handyman. Coming up, Lisa Lott Neumann will be here. She won the Women's Open back in 1988. Next year, she'll captain the European squad in the 2013 Solheim Cup competition, which will take place just up the road from the Broadmoor here in Colorado Springs at Colorado Club in Parker, Colorado. That's a little southeast of Denver. Lisa Lott was in town a little over a week ago, and I got a chance, Jerry, to sit down and talk to her. Never met her before. Nice lady. Meg Mallon will captain the American squad. Lisa Lott, the European squad, they're good friends, so that should be pretty interesting.
Yeah, they've played together all their entire careers and everything. Both have some Open championships under their belt, and looking forward to another major event in Colorado next year. After we have the U.S. Amateur up at Cherry Hills in about a month from now.
Next
too,
month, so. Yes, that's true. We continue with Chuck Evans. Chuck is with Medicus Golf. We've been talking about the new DVD offered by Medicus, 5 Simple Keys to Consistency. And, Chuck, interesting, we were talking about, moving your head, trying to keep your head still, and we just heard Mark Kelbel there on his golf tip talk about the head does move during the golf swing. So is that a myth we're trying to dispel a little bit here, that the head does not move?
Well, again, steady doesn't mean it doesn't move at all. Like I said, the best players in the world, their head, on an average, moves 1 inch to the right in the backswing. They do not move their head forward. They do not move their head up. They do move their head down in the downswing. So, and this is all done through 3D motion analysis and biomechanics, where they wire the players up and they check their movements. So, yes, any kind of head movement more than that creates issues with what we call a low point and striking the ground in front of the golf ball. So, you know, like I said, with the advent of all this technology that's out there, it's made things that seems as if it really takes the theory out of it and tells you really what's happening in 3D motion analysis.
Yeah. The advent of video over the last 10, 15 years kind of has really changed the whole instructional game, hasn't it?
Well, and video itself, you know, has been around for quite a while. Video, unfortunately, is a 2D medium. And to see all the things that we're talking about, you need 3D. Which means you have 3D Doppler radar, which tracks your golf ball, tells you all these things like the flight scope does. Then you have the 3D motion analysis, and there are companies out there like AMM based here in Phoenix where they hook up 12 sensors, and they have all of these tour data that they've collected in the past 20 years, which shows biomechanically how things move in a golf swing and the most efficient way to do those. So again, that's what we've based all of our studies on, looking at pictures of the older players and then studying the videos and all the data of what's happening in the last 20, 30 years with modern players.
Chuck, you talk about all these, you know, biomechanical and big words and everything. Is it tough to get that scientific terminology into the head of the common golfer where he or she can understand it better?
No, and all the research material and the stuff I'm talking about is all great things from the instructor point of view. The student doesn't really need to know all of that stuff because that would just overwhelm them completely. That's why we call it the Medicus Pure Strike 5 Simple Keys to Consistency. Mm-hmm. We have to know all the pieces that go in there, but from a player's perspective, they don't. They only need to know the pieces that are relative to them.
If you came up with five, I'm sure there's a lot more. Is there going to be a continuation of this series, or where do you go from here?
No, five is a number. We have, for the past 2 years, been querying some of the world's top instructors if they can come up with any more than these five, and no one's been able to do it. So if somebody does happen to come up with one, then we might reevaluate and add that to our list. So, but that's why we come up with the five. We started, and then we started looking and asking questions and getting input, and five was the number. So that's what we went with.
Five's a good number. I don't know if you probably overwhelm too many golfers if you had more than five. Chuck Evans with Medicus Golf, our guest. Chuck, when you look at golfers in past and present, is there one particular golfer that maybe, you know, when it comes to these five keys, is right on all five?
Well, Hogan would come to mind. Sam Snead would come to mind. Bobby Jones, Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson, Lee Trevino. All of the greats fall within those five.
Yeah. So how do we get a copy of this DVD?
Well, you can go to purestrike.com and order them straight through there. The five DVD set, and it is $99, I believe. Or you can do the trial where they give you one payment of $19.95, and then it's followed up by four payments of $19.95. Or you can buy it one time for $99. Mm-hmm. So my job, again, as the executive director of instruction for Medicus Golf, is to make sure all of our instructors are on the same page, singing out the same hymnal, so to speak. But the deal with the five keys is it's not a teaching method. It's a system, and it doesn't matter whether you're teaching any other method out there on the planet, the five keys fall within that methodology. So, we don't teach a method. This is only one way to do it. We tell you these are what the keys are. Now, from an instructor's point of view, what do you do to get them to stay within those keys?
Yeah, so you're not telling people they have to drastically change their game or their swing or do something. You just want them to work on these keys, right?
Right, and you're going to, you know, with your Medicus instructor, what you'll find is they will look at these, and they will then prioritize which key needs the attention first and how many more keys by fixing it will it affect. So it's not a matter of breaking down anybody's golf game. It's looking at those five key areas and then picking the one key that's going to help the most and then work from there.
If I'm watching one of these videos, how long are the videos?
Well, there's five of them, and they range anywhere from an hour to about 20 minutes.
Okay, and you mentioned Medicus Golf. You mentioned the website. Tell us about that a little bit.
PureStrike.com.
Yeah, and
that's where you order the DVDs, and then training aids and such are on Medicus.com.
Okay, so it's PureStrike.com and Medicus.com, and all the information is right there on how to pick one up, how to order the DVDs, and go forward from there.
Right, and once they've gotten the DVDs, if they have any questions, they can certainly contact me directly. If they want to find the nearest certified instructor or accredited instructor, IP instructor in their area, they'll be able to do that online as well.
All right. Sounds good. Chuck, we appreciate it. Hopefully this will help some folks out. And we highly recommend picking up a copy of the DVD, 5 Simple Keys to Consistency, now available from Pure Strike Golf and from Medicus Golf. Chuck Evans, Medicus Golf instructor, appreciate your time today, sir.
Thank you. Enjoyed it, you guys.
All right. You take care down there in Phoenix.
Okay. See ya.
Chuck Evans, Medicus Golf. I think we could all benefit from some of those tips, don't you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, I knew he was kind of heading down that road when you said, well, if you don't do this, then that leads to a problem here and here and here. And it's just like tip that first domino over and away we go to struggling with our game.
Yeah. You can't just do one or two. You got to do all five if you really want to get to the level of consistency that is necessary. Lieselot Neumann, she'll captain the European squad next year's Solheim Cup competition. We'll hear from her next as we continue worldwide on American Forces Radio and coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Hi, Tom Baudet, trying to make sense of this Mayan calendar. It seems to end December 21st, 2012. That's unsettling. Oh well, still plenty of time this year to stay at Motel 6 and get a clean, comfortable room for the lowest price of any national chain. And we're still taking reservations for after December 21st. All due respect to the Mayans. Sorry, King Kitnich Akolmonab. Nothing but love for you. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobile 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Today I want to talk to you about a flop shot, handy shot to have around the green, generally to a guarded pin over a bunker or some other natural barrier that demands a high ball flight on a approach shot. One thing you want to do is make sure that your lie is going to enable you to get the club underneath the ball. If it does not, if you've got a tight lie or it's in long grass, scrap the flop shot. Secondly, if you've decided that your lie is beneficial and will enable you to hit the shot necessary, I want you to play this thing slightly forward in your stance, a little bit like a bunker shot off your left instep. This will help enable you to hit the ball a little higher. On your way back, you need to cock your wrist quick. Lift your hands quickly to waist high, and then finish with some pace. This does not mean throw hands in there, but it does mean that you must be aggressive through the shot in order for the ball to ride up the grooves and fly high the way you'd like a flop shot to react.
For more on the flop shot, more on taking strokes off of your game, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional.
It's Tee to Green, the golf show. This portion of the show brought to you by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. They're online at swan-law.com here in Colorado Springs, 501 North Cascade, 719-471-9900, the phone number. Well, we're starting to get excited around here, these parts here in Colorado, about next summer, Jerry, because in 2013, in August of next year, the Solheim Cup is going to be played just up the road in Parker, Colorado.
Yes, and from everything we've heard from the people involved up there and some of the other media types that we know, it's one of the very fun events to attend, and we're looking forward to it, having never been to a Solheim or Ryder Cup, either of us. This will be something new for us and a lot of fun, I think.
Well, back in April, we had Meg Mallon, the United States captain for next year's Solheim Cup, visiting with us. And a little over a week ago, got a chance to go back up to Colorado Club in Parker and sit down with the European captain for next year's Solheim Cup. Remember, Liselotte Neumann. She won the U.S. Women's Open in 1988 and just recently was named to captain the European squad.
Liselotte, first off, welcome to Colorado and welcome to the Colorado Club. Have you been here before?
Thank you. No, it's my first time up here. So we just pull in here to the clubhouse and it's absolutely gorgeous.
But you have been to Colorado, have you not?
Yeah, I've been to Colorado many times and it's actually one of my favorite states. I love California and Colorado.
Any special memories? I know you competed at the Broadmoor before in the Women's Open.
Yeah, in 95 I was there for the U.S. Open and stayed at the Broadmoor. It's a beautiful place and loved the golf course down there. It was a fun course to play and it's fun getting up here in the altitude and the ball flies a little, you know, extra far. So it was a good experience. Probably didn't play my best, but got to watch Annika win that year. So that was a great experience for me.
At any point in your career when you were playing on the LPGA Tour, playing in the Solheim Cup, did you ever envision yourself someday as captaining the Solheim Cup team?
It was probably, you know, in the back of my mind, towards my last Solheims, that, you know, maybe one day I'll be able to be captain, but, you know, it's still just, you know, kind of have to pinch myself. It's exciting, and I'm just really looking forward to the challenge.
I know that you don't exactly lobby for the job, but did you throw a few hints maybe here and there through the years?
Yeah, you know, I wasn't quite sure, you know, how long my career was going to last and how long I was going to play, but it's great to have been chosen to be the captain now, so I'm really looking forward to it.
You won 13 times on the LPGA Tour, Rookie of the Year in 1988, same year you won the Women's U.S. Open. What was that like, just coming out on tour and all of a sudden you're the Women's Open champion?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Luckily, I had 3 years on the European Tour before, so I did have some experience as a professional. I played quite well over there and came over to the U.S. in 87 to qualify for the LPGA and got my card. And then I think it was probably my eighth tournament of the year coming into the U.S. Open. And, you know, it's just one of those weeks when everything played great and putted out of my mind, just made everything that I looked at. So, yeah, it was just a fantastic win, and, you know, just something that I would obviously always remember for the rest of my life.
Was that a life-changing experience for you?
I'll say it was. You know, just the media attention and the, you know, it was, I just remember going back to Sweden after I had won, and, you know, I had people meeting me at the airport, media, TV, everybody was there, and we had some great parties thrown for me in my hometown, and so it was definitely life-changing, I will say.
Obviously a big highlight of your life. Where does being named Solheim Cup captain rank as far as your highlights?
It's definitely up there. I mean, it's you kind of come to the end of your career playing now, and it sort of feels like it's sort of the topping, the cake. You know, you just, you know, I played in a lot of the Solheim Cups, and it's just a special feeling to be there with the team play and all that. And then finally being able to be captain, it's just something that I'm really looking forward to.
You mentioned you played in a lot of Solheim Cups. What do you take from that experience as a player that you want to use as a captain?
I think it's just knowing what the players are going to have to face when they get here, and how I can find time for them to prepare themselves the best way, to find time for practice. And, you know, it's such a busy week. It's hard to, you know, you get almost overwhelmed when you come to the Solheim for the first time. It's parties and opening ceremonies and media requests, and, you know, it's just a lot of things around, and it's a lot of players, I think, have a hard time really finding time for themselves. So I think that will be one of the things that I want to do as a captain, just kind of make sure that they have some time where they can practice and have some sort of cool down time where they can kind of get away and do what they want to do.
I know that it was a great honor when the call came that you were Solheim Cup captain for the European team. But given your background and your experience with the Solheim Cup, was it a big surprise to you, or did you kind of anticipate that maybe this was going to be your year?
I think it was still a little bit of a surprise. I mean, being based in the U.S., it sort of made sense for me to do it in the U.S. instead of someone that lives over in Europe. It would be a lot easier for me to travel and obviously next year come out to watch some of the girls that play on the U.S. tour. You just never know. I mean, it's been so many great players on the team, and you just never know if you know, if it's going to be your turn or not. So I'd say it was a little bit of a surprise, and I'm very pleased and very happy.
We are with Liselotte Neumann, the 1988 U.S. Women's Open champion. She will captain the European team in the Solheim Cup competition here in Parker, Colorado at Colorado Club, just a little over a year from now. Liselotte, at this point, some 12, 13 months out, what are you looking at priority-wise as far as things you need to do or what you want to be doing?
I think it's important for me now to find my vice captains and helpers that are going to be, you know, just really build up a good team. We're all going to be comfortable and sort of working together to make it just a great week for the players, you know, to take as much pressure off them. They're going to have enough pressure playing, but, you know, I want to just have a good team that surround them with all the help that they need, and, you know, just be, you know, great supporters, and looking into clothes, the uniforms that we're going to wear. Hopefully get to come up here and take a look at the hotels and so on, where we'll be staying. So it's going to be a lot of little things going on in the next year. So it's going to be exciting.
You're here at Colorado Club, the venue. You'll be playing it this afternoon, seeing it and playing it for the first time. What are you going to look for? What sort of notes will you be taking?
I think just an overall look. First of all, just here at the club, I'll sort of see what's around and where the practice areas are. And I think just overall on the golf course, just to maybe be able to bring a little bit of feedback back to the girls when they prepare themselves. You know, hopefully we'll get the team up here, but for some of the girls that might not be able to come here, at least give them a little bit of heads up, maybe about the greens, or, you know, if it's something special with the bunkers or the areas around the greens, so they can prepare themselves a little bit, working especially on the short game.
You're from Sweden. Your team likely will have some players who've played in Europe at altitude or mountain golf. Do you think the altitude will be as big a factor as some people think it might be here in Denver?
I'm kind of looking forward to getting out on the course now to see if it's sort of half a club or if it's a club difference. I think that's going to be obviously an important thing for the girls to know, and that's why I'm hoping that I can get the team up here before, because it's, you know, it always takes a little time to adjust, and you know, it will be good for them to come up and really learn how far, you know, to get distance control. It's going to be very important.
Let's talk a little bit about your counterpart, Meg Mallon, captain of the U.S. team. You guys came up, played a lot of tour golf together. What sort of relationship have you had with Meg Mallon through the years?
Oh, I said Meg is actually one of my better friends on tour, and we both lived in Florida pretty close to each other, so it was very often that we got together in our weeks off and went to dinners or we practiced together, and she's just a great friend. I have a lot of respect for her. She's just a wonderful person, and we still stay in touch, and you know, we'll talk to each other. So it'll be, you know, definitely be a friendly match. It's not going to be, we're definitely not enemies in that way. So we're just going to have to, you know, let our girls play the golf and let the golf clubs show them what team is going to win.
Now the U.S. leads the series 8-3, and the Europeans have never won on American soil. So how does that factor into what your game plan is going to be?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a challenge, and I guess a challenge that I'm really looking forward to, because I feel like, you know, we're going to win at some point in the U.S., so I'm obviously hoping that 2013 will be the year. The trophy is in Europe's hands right now, so that's always nice when you come into an event. They obviously played fantastic in 2011. You know, the players that were there, they're coming here, they're obviously going to come in with a lot of confidence, and the knowing that they won the last time, and the way they won too, coming down to those last matches in the singles and pulling it off. It was incredible to watch. It was one of the most exciting events I watched on TV. So I think, you know, they come in with good confidence, and I just feel like it's going to be our turn to win on U.S. soil at some point.
There you go. Lieselotte Neumann speaking with confidence. They're throwing down the gauntlet, saying it's time for the Europeans to win on American soil, talking a little trash.
That's right. And she kind of didn't say specifically. She's one of those people who a major championship was her first win on tour, and you know, kind of spurred a lot of the golf growth in Sweden at that time. You know,
we didn't
you know have a lot of that or any, you know, a lot of Swedish players that were over here, and she kind of got the ball rolling for women's golf in Sweden at that time, 24 years ago.
Yeah, and her eighth event she plays in the U.S. Women's Open, she goes out and wins it.
Yeah,
incredible.
I guess golf is easier than we think sometimes.
It must be. Speaking of the U.S. Women's Open, Jerry is going to take us on tour, and that's one of the things he'll look at as we continue live from the Broadmoor. This is Tee to Green. We are worldwide on American Forces Radio and coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 $150,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10 to 1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
It's the fastest hour in radio, quickest hour in golf. Tee to Green, not done yet. Jerry's here to take us on tour, and it's another major championship weekend.
It is. 14 years ago, Sayri Park won the U.S. Open at Black Wolf Run, which spurred the whole Korean, I don't know, monsoon of women golfers that we've had here. No surprise that a Korean is leading now. Nayeon Choi with a 65 yesterday. She's at minus 8. She's got a 6-shot lead. And we mentioned it earlier. Let's face it, everybody else up on the top was gagging yesterday. Nayeon talks about her game plan today to close
Honestly,
the deal.
Honestly, it will be a lot of pressure tomorrow. But I know what I have to do. And I know what I can control. I cannot control winning. I can't control score. So I just do my best. And then I just hit one shot at a time. I hope to get good warm-up tomorrow morning and just go out there and don't watch leaderboard and just focus on my game and, you know, play my game.
Amy Yang shot a 69 to jump into second place at minus 2. Lexi Thompson, Mika Miyazato, Sandra Gall at minus 1, Vicky Hurst at even. Now, Choi has had issues closing tournaments and playing well on Sunday. If she stumbles like the leaders did yesterday, don't be surprised if Lexi Thompson is the one that makes the run at her today.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
It would be. Yeah. The Greenbrier Classic in West Virginia and the PGA Tour, Webb Simpson just won the U.S. Open. On the men's side is at minus 14, two ahead of Troy Kelly, a new name out there, who shot a 62 yesterday. Ken Duke, J.B. Holmes, and Charlie Belgian, another shot back at minus 11. And one of the fun events on the Champions Tour, the first tee open, played at Pebble Beach and Del Monte. Tom Kite and Brad Bryant are at minus 8. They both shot 69 at Pebble, 67 at Del Monte. No surprise there. Three better than Bobby Clampett, Peter Senior, and Mark McNulty.
Tiger Woods got $1.8 million in appearance fees to go to the Greenbrier.
To miss the cut.
Phil Mickelson got $1 million to go to the Greenbrier. He also missed the cut. Last check, neither one's given the money back.
Yeah, there's all kinds of wrong about everything about that, and we could, that's a whole segment we can discuss some other day.
I think they should be required to give the money back.
At least half.
Or at least half.
Yeah.
Hey, that's going to do it. Chuck Evans, Medicus Golf. Don't forget, purestrike.com is the website to find out more about the DVD, Five Simple Keys to Consistency, now available on DVD. And thanks to Lisa Lott-Neumann as well. That's it. Till next time, hit them long, hit them straight.